I got really frightened this morning in confrontation with the driver. Today I was riding my Stripey bike, which it's a fast kind of hot rod city bike. It's a gunner, it's souped up, has nice wheels, it's a fast bike. I leave home around 8 to go meet the Wicker Park bike pool by 8:15. So yeah, by the time I get out, it's a little after 8. I take off and I'm going pretty fast, and I can demand a lot out of that bike and really move fast in traffic. So I'm riding down Milwaukee and I'm going pretty fast. And I come to Western and Milwaukee, and I'm moving at the right time. I've just left the intersection of Milwaukee and Armitage, and so I've been able to build some speed and momentum and time the light right. So I am in front of traffic by the time the light turns green, and I can go establish my spot on the other side of Western quickly. The street is in really bad condition, and I'm riding a hot rod bike, so like I can do a lot of really fast paced, quick decision, excellent timing, tight move on that. You can demand that out of that bicycle. So this piece of shit used Jeep Cherokee with transfer plates on it, actually transfer plate because it was only in the back, pulls this bullshit of the Jackrabbit Star passing on the right in front of the traffic lane, and he's like riding my wheel to do it. He's like just a few feet behind me. Well, you know, there's assholes out there and you run into that all the time. You know, you kind of learn how to deal with it. So I get to Levitt, just past the railroad track. There's a light there. And of course he's there again, and of course he's doing the same bullshit. Again, I get ahead of him, I establish my space, he's riding my wheel. When he gets past me, I point at him. I don't say anything, I just point at him. Point at the license plate in the back, like, I'm watching you, I know you. He slams on the brakes, and he's crawling out of the passenger window. He's saying, what'd you call me? What'd you say? So I'm trying to take this really calm and cool. I stop and I say, well, I didn't say anything to you, but it is illegal to pass on the right. And he says, it's illegal to ride in the street. And I said, wait a minute. You were in such a hurry that you're driving crazy, but now you have time to stop and confront me? And that stumped him. You could see it trying to think in. And this is when I see that his eyes are completely bloodshot. His speech was screwed up also, you know, like he was drunk or he's high. He was definitely intoxicated. You know, and this is like 8:10 in the morning, right? And the guy, in a sense, is threatening my life. He's stumped by what I just said. And after a small pause, I'm like, just get in your car and go to work. And I took off. And again, he's riding my wheel until, you know, like very aggressively, like very threatening, you know, until he gets stopped by traffic, you know, and of course I make it through. But wow, it was just so frightening because during that small pause when, you know, I just kind of befuddled him, I could just totally sense that this guy is a total waste. Anyone who gets that mad about driving, especially when they're in the wrong, he had no morals. I really got the feeling he would do bodily harm to me. So I made it to Milwaukee North and Damon, and you never catch the light there. And so he's a ways back, and I can hear him fuming, and I don't, you know, there was this whole question of morals in there. I'm questioning his driving ability, and he's questioning my right on the road. I don't think he's in question. I think he's determined in the fact that he thinks I don't have a right to be on the road, or I'm not supposed to be on the road. Wow, I wait until the walk symbol goes, and I cross north. I have a good jump on the light across Damon. Traffic is so dense between North and Damon and Division and Ashland that he's not going to get me, but man, I was riding fast, and I was thinking that, all right, well, I'll get to the Wicker Park bike pool, and there'll be folks there to back me up in case he catches up and he wants to get into it. He was kind of out of his car once. There's just like really awful people out there who are totally miserable, totally hateful. Yeah, they want to pass that on. They want to, you know, make other people miserable. And it's very frightening when those people are behind the wheel of a car. It ruined my day.